This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Despite mounting criticism, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke on ABC this week and defended his intention to launch a military ground operation in Rafah. That is the border town currently sheltering more than a million Palestinians who say they have nowhere else to go. America's foreign allies have now said that they are watching the presidential race, and they're wondering if there's going to be a bumpy ride ahead for international relations. Russia attacked Ukraine with a barrage of drones. So this comes as additional funding for Ukraine's efforts to defend itself against Russia faces hurdles in the U.S. Congress. The Senate has tried to move forward with the bill, but the U.S. House has not and has been stalemated. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has been hospitalized yet again following symptoms pointing to an emergent bladder issue. In a statement, the Pentagon says that Austin was transported by his security detail to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center around 2:20 on Sunday. He has now transferred all of his authorities to the Deputy Secretary of Defense, Kathleen Hicks. He remains in the hospital. Austin was diagnosed with prostate cancer back in December, and he does continue to deal with the complications from his treatment. Police say that a woman opened fire with a long gun inside celebrity pastor Joel Osteen's Texas megachurch before she was had been gunned down by two off-duty police officers who confronted her. A young child was accompanied by the woman. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Former Prime Minister Alexander Stubb has narrowly won Finland's presidential election runoff against the former Foreign Minister Pekka Haavisto. As head of state, Stubb's main task will be to steer the Nordic country's foreign and security policy. This, of course, now that it is a member of NATO, and it follows Russia's invasion of Ukraine. With over 99% of the votes actually counted, Stubb, who is on the center-right, had received 51.6% of the votes, while Haavisto, an independent candidate from the Green Left, got about 48.4%. The 55-year-old Stubb, who was prime minister in 2014 and 2015, will become the 13th president of Finland since the Nordic country's independence from the Russian Empire in 1917. The death toll from a massive landslide that hit a gold mining village in the southern Philippines has risen significantly. Initially, there were reports of about 54 people who are dead and 63 people missing, but the number has now gone up. The landslide hit the mountain village of Masara in Davao de Oro province on Tuesday night. After weeks of torrential rains, provincial government said in a Facebook post that the 54 bodies initially were retrieved and later found the others. It said 32 residents did survive, but they had injuries. Officials have said that among those missing were gold miners waiting in two buses to be driven home when the landslide struck and buried them. More than 1,100 families have been moved to evacuation centers for their safety. NATO's leader is warning that former U.S. President Donald Trump is putting the safety of U.S. troops and their allies at risk. The alliance's Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg issued a statement on Sunday after the Republican presidential frontrunner said Russia should be able to do whatever the hell they want to alliance members who don't meet their defense spending targets. Stoltenberg said that the 31 allies are committed to defending each other. Trump's remarks caused deep concern in Poland, which has been under Russian control more often than not since the end of the 18th century. The Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk called for European NATO members to increase the defense spending. Police say that a woman in a trench coat opened fire with a long gun inside celebrity pastor Joel Osteen's Texas megachurch before she was gunned down by two off-duty police officers. You'll find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.